Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. On today's episode, I want to share you with you the drastic decisions you have to make to maximize your time. The idea of making drastic decisions as regards to maximizing your time is because there are a whole lot calling for your attention. There are a whole lot that demand or request that you give your time, but they do not really deserve it. And if you do not make drastic decisions, they will continue to take your time. They will continue to ensure you are not able to put your time to maximum use. Recall that in the episode of this podcast titled Nuggets to Boost Your Productivity, I explained to you that one of the key things you have to do if you want to boost your productivity, if you want to make the most of your life, is that every single time you have at your disposal, you should put it to maximum use. And if you have to really achieve that, aside what I shared with you in that podcast, I also think there are decisions you have to take as soon as you finish listening to this podcast. Of course, I'm not giving instructions. I'm just saying that if you can make decisions fast, it will go a long way in saving your time. It will help you put your time to maximum use. In fact, you have enough time for sleep. Why a lot of people don't have enough time to sleep is that their time is not well organized and managed. I don't know why you should stress yourself so much and not have a good sleep. If you really maximize your time, what it means is that you have good sleep, you have good rest, and the time you have for work, you get the best from that time allocated for work. And let me also tell you, the time allocated for hanging out with friends, gisting with your wife or your husband, and your children, you will make the most of all this time. The problem we have is that we do not plan our time. We do not try to maximize it. So people just do anything with our time, or we even waste our own time. And then we start saying there's no time. Can't you see the work is stressful? This and that one, you know? So the point is this, there are drastic decisions you have to take if you really want to maximize your time. And that's what I want to share with you on today's episode of Brogy's Step Up. One of the first decisions I think you should take is that you have to kill all the time killers around you. Do not get the impression I'm saying you should get a gun or to kill anybody. I'm only saying you should make dead in your life people who don't have any respect for their time. They waste their own time naturally. They do not want to keep stock of their time, and they want to collaborate with you in wasting their own time, thereby ensuring your own time also gets wasted. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do everything you can. Do everything possible to ensure that these people don't have any influence over you. They do not have the ability to control you. They do not have the ability to actually waste your time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, there are a whole lot of things you can do. One of them is to disconnect from them, like, just get out of my way. Of course, I'm not saying you have to tell anybody that. But find a way of disconnecting yourself from them so that they will just understand. Of course, if they are adults, they should have enough sense to know that when this person starts behaving this way, this is what it implies, and they have to respect themselves. Now, just do everything you can on your own to ensure disconnect from them so you put your time to maximum use. There's nothing wrong with gisting. I have very good gisting time. Sometimes if I don't have people to gist with in real life, I gist with people on social media. Yes, that's why we have WhatsApp, we have Facebook and all that. Now, there's time for gisting and there's time for not gisting. If I'm inside a bus or keke or something like that, it's a good time to gist. If you're available for gisting, that I can gist with you. If I'm trying to sleep and sleep is not showing up and I can't think or something like that, you know, I can spend that time to gist. Now, you just arrange your life such that people don't bring up their matters, bring up their responsibilities, and impose it on you when you have things to do. I want to tell you this again. Understand that there are people who don't have any respect for their time, or they have their own plans. They are using their time, but they want to waste your own. Yes. They tell you, come and meet me by 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock to them means it's o'clock. Now, if meeting them is so important you have to do it, let me tell you what you can do. Just ensure you maximize your time. Writing something, take something to write. If you are reading, take something to read. If you can do your work on a computer, for instance, carry your laptop and go there. And continue to do your work while the person decides to continue to showcase his or her responsibility in the use of time. Now, this is important because I say if you can't help it, we have a lot of irresponsible human beings on this, for crying out loud, particularly who are irresponsible with the use of time. So please ensure you don't either disconnect them from your life or reduce their ability to actually waste your time. In which this case, you start putting your time to use, you put your time to use, even when it appears as if they are trying to do something to kill your time. Understand that some of these guys, they don't do it intentionally, it's just that they have a bad habit in the use of time. So the point is this, kill all time killers in your life, and this is how you do it. Disconnect from them, or why they try to waste your time or kill your time, put that time they try to waste to productive use. You're, okay, I carry an earphone almost anywhere you find me. except you are listening to this in many years to come. But right now, I don't know how to live without earphone. So that if I have to wait for you to open and I can't reach there or write with my computer, I put my earphone and listen to podcasts, listen to messages, listen to good music. And with that phone still, I can read stuff on my phone while you think you are wasting my time. So these are things you do to ensure you either disconnect from time wasters or you reduce their ability or even remove in entirety their ability to waste your time. You understand that? Now, the second decision I think you have to take if you really want to maximize your time is that you have to remove every distraction. Distractions are essentially people, events, and objects that deviate your attention from maximum use of the time allocated in pursuit of your goal. Again, I want to remind you of the podcast titled Nuggets to Boost Your Productivity. In that podcast, I explained to you that you should make a plan of what you have to do. Then maximizing your time means putting maximum use in the execution of what you have outlined to do at every point in time. Now, anything that comes on your way that says you will not be able to do this at this time, you won't be able to give it all the attention, you won't be able to give all it takes, is called distraction. It could be human being, it could be events, it could be objects. If you have human beings like that, you have come to work, this is 8 o'clock, oh, they want to gist with you, they want to gossip. Do you know what Oga said? Do you know what Madam's wife did? You know, now those things are not bad to gist about them, for crying out loud. I mean, you can do that during lunch break when you close to work and they are walking to the main road to take transport, or you are driving home together. Do you understand? Now you can gist, but not when you have work to do. When the time for that kind of thing comes up, you gist all the gistables. I hope you don't mind that English. Gist all the gistables when you have the time. But please, when it's time for work, it shouldn't be time for gisting. And let me also turn your husband or your wife, please, it is not time to close business deals. Now, I'm not saying this is easy to do, particularly when you are struggling and you are trying to survive, you are just trying to build your business, you feel like someone can even call you by midnight and all that. It's not easy to keep to this thing. But this is a problem I have with saying, okay, we're just starting. When we'll start, we'll stop it. Of course, you can do that. But if you can, please try it this way. Everything you cannot take when you become a big man or big woman, don't start taking it now. The reason is this. If you take it from people now, they'll think that's the way you behave. When you become a big man and you say no, you are not taking it again, they will feel insulted. You understand that? So as much as possible, when you go to church, go to mosque, go to have time with your family, go to work, please, anything that will stop you from giving the maximum attention required to get each of these activities done within that time is called distraction. If it's a person, please get the person out of your mind alive. If it's an object like your phone, please get the phone off. Yes, you have to get the distraction out of your mind, and that's how you'll be able to make the most of your time. Then another thing I think you should do is you should dare to say no. It's not everything you can say yes to. Yes, there are people that they don't have respect for their time. They want to use you to help their irresponsibility, or when their irresponsible use of time starts affecting them, they start crying and they start looking for who to hold. Yes, there are people you have to say no to. When people like that come up, I mean, you have exam to write tomorrow and someone is telling you to do something for him, you know it will distract him from your exam. I don't think it's wisdom to allow such person to distract you. The best you should have come long before the exam time, where you don't have things fixed there. Please don't get the impression I'm saying you should be selfish and not ever give time to people. But please, before you do that, just make sure you're trying to accommodate other people's weaknesses do not adversely affect your commitments in other places. You understand what I'm saying? Make a plan of what you have to do when you have to do it. Just make allowances, of course, for what you can't foresee, what you don't know that will come up. And if any other thing comes up you can't just do, please, dare to say no. It's not easy. Me telling you, dare to say no. It has not been easy for me to say no all the time. But with time, I keep learning it. And my friend taught me something. I told her I find the girl to say no. She's a psychologist. So she said, this is how to say no. Say, I would have loved to help you do this, but because of this and that, I can't really do it. Say it in your nice understanding. It's not trying to deceive people. It's just trying to help them understand that it's not as if you just don't want to help them. It's that you are incapacitated in helping them. Do you understand that? Then another time you have to say no is that it's not every business you have to do. There are businesses you leave for small business owners. You have overgrown that thing. It's not like pride. It's that there are other bigger things to attend to than this other thing. It's not even everything you should write about. For instance, me, there are things that come to my mind to write. To write is not beans, though. And even to talk is not beans. Now, what I'm saying is that there are some things I just don't do. They are not bad. There's nothing good or bad about them. It's just that I have more important and more serious things to do than these other things. So you prioritize your time and dare to say no to what is not in your priority. dare to say no to what is not important. There's nothing wrong with going for a picnic with your department. But please, if it, you don't consider it as very important in your life at this point, please just forget about it. Tell them no, you will not be able to participate. Pay departmental dues and tell them you will not be able to participate in the picnic. It's a very simple thing. It's not every meeting you'll be able to attend. The point is this. Saying no is not easy. And it's not even because you can do everything that people cannot tell you to do anything. There are some things you know you can do, but time does not permit you to do it. If you insist on doing it, so many other things you have planned will be affected. The point I'm making is this. There are three drastic decisions you have to take now for you to put your time to maximum use. And one of them is this. You should be able to kill every time killer around you. Remove distraction once you are focused on doing a particular set of work. And number three, dare to say no when you should say no. I hope you got my point. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brojude.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.